an interesting question. Have you ever, Maddie, have you ever loved a woman? You're deeply in love, aren't you?
Yes, I am. No, unashamedly in love, Matthew.
I've been there before, but yeah. It's always a roller coaster with me. You know that. You know, there's never any great certainty. Beggy's just texted me. He's driving over Latrobe Street. How do we work out country boy in the city, driving over Latrobe Street, got to get a park, got to get up the lift, got to find the entrance.
I'm horrible with streets, so I'm no help.
Got to get through the fingerprint-only entrance to the studio. Let's not do this in a hurry, because I'm giving Beggy might be a little more. Dale Brown, that was interesting. Paul Erickson was a similar story in Tasmania, where they took the chair and then the virus hit. So it was a very awkward time for harness racing for Dale Brown when he took the chair. But there were a lot of achievements in that time and a lot of adapting, wasn't there? Like, yep. Unusual situation and the regions that they had to sort of cobble together and other things. So in a way, the pandemic provided unexpected opportunities in a way for harness racing Victoria, didn't it?
Yeah, no, it certainly did. It is. You're right. It's a very difficult time for any administrator to have governed over the last couple of years. He'll be a big loss for harness racing Victoria. And you know, we had Anthony Budd on Gate Speed on Monday, and he said it is very difficult to find people who have racing experience that are capable of filling those roles because they're unique industries. So he will be a loss, and I'm sure he'll be a success in wherever he heads next, Matty.
One of my little bugbears over the years has been that the harness racing tracks aren't attractive.
Yep.
Compared to, you know, the great galloping tracks. You know, you go down that members drive at Flemington, there's a mesmerising thing about Flemington, yep. And the other tracks.
Yep.
They're doing a bit at Melton, the infield. I think the driveway in could be beautified. I've got visions of fountains, you know. Good to know that they are aware that they need to have an attractive shop window to just attract people, because Melton's a big community. To have the number one sporting stadium in Melton as a very attractive place to go, it seems like they're working towards that.
How would you improve that?
I'd have willow... Oh, now you got me, because this is my bugbear. I'd have willow tree... what do you call it? Avenue of Honour as you come in. I'd have fountains in the infield. Why not? Why not go lavish? Why not make it Trumpish, you know, Murder Largo-ish,
yeah.
You know?
I guess it's slightly difficult because you come straight off the Western Highway there. But,
yeah. Oh, well, but that's why I think... Anyway, it's my little chestnut, so...
Interesting.
Sydney announcement at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
What do you think? Lee Jordan didn't want to know about it. That's for sure.
And that's fair enough, to be honest, as well. Look, 10 o'clock today, it's a big announcement according to Racing New South Wales. We haven't really been given too much of a heads up on what it is. I know you're suspicious that it's probably going to be prize money related again, Matt, which probably begs the question, is it that big of an announcement? But we'll know more in 52 minutes' time.
I think the only, by definition now, a big announcement cannot be related to prize money because they are so passe, and this is to both states.
Mm.
We're not thrilled necessarily with continual prize money announcements because... You know why? Because they only assist a very small group, to be honest. So, all right.
It becomes false advertising then.
Well, it does in a way.
It's not that big.
Why don't you just call it the rich get richer?
Yeah.
All right. So what else is...
Well, speaking of 10 o'clock today, around that time, we'll also get final fields for Saturday, Matty. It's exciting that we've got group racing back at Flemington. Obviously, it's the Group 3 Ori Star this Saturday. And I'm just looking through the nominations. Gee, there's a lot of Bob Peters-owned horses that are nominated for the Ori Star on Saturday. Gareth is actually going to have a chat to Bob Peters at around 11:30 today RSN Central. Uncle Bob. Regal Power is nominated, dual Group 1 winner. Stage Man also from the Danny O'Brien stable. And Showmanship's nominated as well. And then you throw in other interstate runners like Shooting for Gold, King of Sparta. It's looming as a pretty strong field there on Saturday, which does sort of loom, you know, the spring is on the horizon, no doubt.
Daniel O'Sullivan put out his top horse ratings the other day, and Western Empire wasn't at the top, but he was in that next little group down on about a 104 or a little bit less than that, and he's got to get to about a 110. But I think if you polled 20 racing tipsters, experts, fans, invested fans and so on, Western Empire's name would pop up on a lot of... Is he the next big thing lists, do you think?
I think he's the most intriguing horse heading into the spring because... of what he could potentially be. Also, you know, the Cerise and White, new trainer. I think there's a lot of question marks around him and the fact that he could potentially be a Cox Plate horse as well. So, yeah, he's as exciting as any horse heading into the spring. Speaking of spring stars, Matty, there was an article written off the back of yesterday's nominations closing for the Melbourne Cup around Dewis, and that she potentially could actually head to the Japan Cup beyond the Melbourne Cup. Ed Cummings was suggesting that because she's eligible for a bonus off the back of winning the Tancred, if she's performing well in the early part of the spring, even in a Caulfield Cup, there's a very good chance that they would add that to her spring schedule. And I guess it's disappointing that we lost Hitotsu for the spring because he was the one who was potentially heading to the Japan Cup, but we might have Australian representation after all.
Well, it's interesting too because the Japanese, because of the IRT flight issue, they're not coming to us, but it'd be interesting if Dewis goes to them. You don't remember
We're
this.
Going, aren't we? Is that...
Oh, no.
or not us.
The Fellgates are going and the Moody's. You know what was great back in the day? There was a test match. I think it was always the first test. At 5:15, Richie Beno would throw to 15-minute coverage of the Japan Cup.
Is that right?
And it was always... I think it was really close to the end of play on whatever day it was. And he was, Richie Beno would throw to Fushu for the Japan Cup. And it was around the Better Loosen Up Horlicks era.
Yep.
So
did you miss any of the day's play to go and watch that
no,
race?
No, I think it parlayed to the end of play. It was,
okay.
Richie, now let's go to the racetrack. So it was fantastic. She'd be Japan Cup worthy, I reckon, Jewis, on a dry track. Definitely. Mm. Your story today on RSN Central?
Yeah, that's right. Looking forward to part two of your story with David Gill. If you missed part one, you can always catch up on the podcast on the RSN Central podcast segment. This is a grab from David Gill, which will run a little bit later this morning. Just him discussing winning the Melbourne Cup last year with Koblenz.
Like uphill Jill was life-changing, but my redeemer to win that Melbourne Cup, you just know that when you've got a small team that you're not going to get many opportunities because there's so many, you look how many hundreds, maybe thousands of dogs nearly worthy of winning Melbourne Cups and haven't been able to do it. And some of the best trainers that haven't been able to win it. So you're relying on a bit of luck as well. But the Melbourne Cup is certainly the pinnacle. It is just something that takes you to another, you put you on cloud nine for a long, long time.
Sorry, I was getting confused. That was with my redeemer. You can catch David Gill later this morning on RSN Central with Gareth. And, there has never really been a more exciting time to be a part of the greyhound racing industry at the moment, Matty, with the amount of prize money on offer.
The Phoenix.
It's quite extraordinary, really. You've actually got options as a greyhound trainer and owner as to where you want to actually place your greyhound because there's so many rich races, especially in the back half of the year.
You know, they reckon, well, she's fast. I think she's only had like 15 starts or something, or maybe she's already 1.3 million or something. I remember going to Jason Thompson's kennels. I always say stables. Kennels, say a decade ago, and he had a greyhound that was edging towards the holy grail of $1 million. It was on about 770 grand, and at that stage it was always just out of reach, the million. You could never quite get there. But all these amazing prize money increases in greyhound racing, well, she's fast. If she stays on track, she'll win $2 million.
Yeah,
like that's just, what's the highest, how does that compare to the potential earnings of a grand circuit harness racing horse? Are the champion greyhounds now? I think they are. I think a champion greyhound can possibly win more money than a champion pacer.
Yeah, I would say that's probably correct. I remember earlier this year being on track for the RSN Sandown Cup, and Wow She's Fast was just breathtaking winning the Sapphire Crown that night. I remember walking away from the track thinking that was extraordinary. Greyhounds aren't really meant to run like that.
No.
So she's in a league of her own at the moment. I think she's the best greyhound in the country, so...
Reality check, Matt. Dewis won't be winning a Japan Cup. That's from a narc. I think she's got a chance. It's 9:15. Guess who's lobbed?
I'm assuming Gavin Bedgood. Yes. I hope it's Gavin Bedgood.
Mate, he's the perfect late swooper, Bedgie. He always has been, whether at the picnics, the jumps, he's swooped in on us nicely. Good on you, Matty.
Thanks, Matty.
9:15. We're going to come back with man on fire, Gavin Bedgood, and we might even slide in a bit of greyhounds later with Jason Adams.